Hello, I'm Dango Rose, and you're listening to the Mountaineer Podcast in conjunction with the Mountaineer Newspaper, the voice of the Peak to Peak, online and in print. Brought to you by Mountain Vale Media. Now, listen in for the show.
Jamie Lammers, and welcome to this week's episode of Music of the Mountains. Our guest this week, do you mind introducing yourself real quick?
I'm Aaron Mitchell, and I was born in Fort Lupton, Colorado, and I'm currently residing in Boulder.
And I hear you're performing at Very Nice Brewing Company very soon.
Yeah, on the 15th of March.
So how did you get started in music in the first place?
It was kind of funny because when I was 15, we were in Mexico for a family vacation. And we were in one of the marketplaces and there was an old guitar, like those little cheap guitars up there for sale. And I asked my dad for a guitar. I said, I always wanted a guitar. And he was like, sure you do, because I've always wanted something when you're a kid, you know. And he let me get it. And then I just immediately started learning how to play it. And I think I really wanted to just learn how to play guitar so I could write songs, because the first thing I started doing was, once I learned some chords, I just started playing, trying to write songs. And since then, I guess, been playing since I was 15, and I think the motivation really was just to write songs, you know.
Who are some artists that inspired you along the way?
When I was first starting out, I think when I was really young, I was listening to mostly alternative music and stuff like that, and some punk and stuff. And country was always in the background because I grew up in a small town, but I never really was into it, especially when I first started playing. But ironically, when I moved from college to Chicago, a couple years in, I started picking up records and stuff. I started listening to Hank Williams and Woody Guthrie and really early folk stuff, Townes Van Zandt and those really good songwriters. And I started just becoming obsessed with old country. So I just listened to old country for a long time, and some of those early songwriter guys. Bob Dylan obviously was a big influence too. I listened to Dylan when I was growing up. But I think I started realizing at some point that I really like more acoustic driven music, so I really started getting into songwriters. And later I found John Prine, got really influenced by him. But I would say probably it was those early country guys, Hank Williams and some of those early folkers like Woody Guthrie and stuff, kind of that lineage of folk and country.
Do you think the country folk is primarily your style when it comes to writing songs?
Yeah, I think I kind of lean into that. Kind of just comes naturally. I'd fall into more folky country stuff, but every now and then, especially, I had a band in Chicago. I still do have a band in Chicago, and they're kind of an alternative country band called Dirty Green, and we kind of did country influence. We called it kind of punk-hearted rock and punk-hearted country, so it kind of had a little bit of rockabilly, little country going on. And then now, when I'm actually writing songs and performing solo, it's very folky, very country, but there's a little bit, like I'm releasing an album at the end of March, a solo album that's accompanied, and it kind of pushes the boundaries a little bit outside of just the traditional folk and country realm. So I think there's a little room in there, so that kind of happens for things get pushed out a little bit sonically. But yeah, solo wise pretty much call it indie western folk or folk country, because it's kind of got a little bit of the old western sound here and there, but it's definitely rooted in that folk and early country kind of sound.
What is your favorite part about being able to write songs in general?
Now that I've been doing it for so long and I'm older, I think the biggest thing is just the connection that you can get when you're playing songs that are honest and heartfelt, and the connection you can get with the crowd and with people. And I mean, I find myself to be pretty vulnerable when I'm performing and also when I'm writing. Generally, I'm more of a emotionally driven songwriter when I'm kind of processing through things when I'm writing. And I don't know, there's some kind of magical blend between putting your heart out there and performing and then connecting. And I think that's really the big thing for me these days, is just the connection that you get.
What are some of your favorite parts about being able to perform live?
Well, the cool thing about it is, I think the biggest thing is the connection. But I also think too, there's this realm in the live performance where you don't always know what's going to happen. And so things might change a little here and there. A story might come out that you weren't necessarily planning on telling. And there's just these little moments that kind of happen within the moment, I guess, that wouldn't happen if you're recording or whatever. It's always different, and the songs might be a little different. It might take a different little turn here or there. And I don't know, there's something about that that is just kind of invigorating, you know. It's just part of, I think, that vulnerability. I think that just to perform in general, you kind of have to put yourself out there. And even though I've been doing it for so long, I still get nervous and I still get a little nervous going up. And then once you start playing, everything kind of just, you ease into it. And all of a sudden you're kind of just communicating with the crowd. And it can be 10 people, it could be 50, it could be 200 plus, whatever. There's always a different show and there's always a different connection that happens. It's pretty magical, I think, in that regard.
And what's different for you about playing solo versus playing with a band?
Well, the way that we always played with Dirty Green was we would work on songs. I'd bring songs in and they'd all accompany on it. And we basically rehearse them and we'd go in and plug them out. And there was room for some changes there as well. But generally, we kind of knew we're going to be doing these songs and we kind of had them rehearsed. And there was a little bit more, I guess, of a structure. You almost feel a little bit more bound to a structure, I guess. You kind of got to keep things tight. I think the beauty of playing solo is, for one, I think you're not stuck in the structure as much when you're playing solo. I think it's easier, at least for me, to find that connection when it's solo. The band's a little more structured, so I think there's a little more freedom. I think that's more what I'm looking at. There's a little more liberty when you're playing solo, you know.
And what do you hope that audience members take away from your shows when they come and see you?
I think ultimately you do hope that the songs resonate, that there's some sort of common, I keep saying connection over and over again, but I mean ultimately I do think it's the connection that you hope for. And I think that comes from your sharing your experiences or your emotional states, past emotional state, current emotional state, or views. And sometimes you'll be singing a song you wrote 25 years ago and you're just pulling it out to play some other songs and that one just gets everybody fired up. Or you'd be playing a song where it's more ballad-esque or it's more sorrowful. And the connection that comes through either side of that, people are getting fired up and having a good time, or they're just connecting with the music in a deeper emotional level. I mean, I think those are the things that you really hope for as a songwriter. I mean, as humans, I think we really do just ultimately want to communicate and be heard and ultimately find that connection. And when you're doing music and visual art and everything, it kind of gives you the opportunity to communicate in a higher level that you sometimes can't communicate just in your regular day-to-day.
Is there anything else in general you'd like to add?
I think one of the big things I'm excited about is that I'm releasing my solo album on March 29th, pretty much on all the streaming platforms and stuff. It's called Fictional Lover. That's the name of the album. It's also the first solo release. I did a release single of Fictional Lover that's already out there right now. And then I'm going to be releasing a second single on the 29th of February called Bull for Love. And then the big album release will be on the 29th. And I'm just going to release that through this digital streaming. I'm going back to the Chicago area to do the show. And then basically when I'm coming back to Colorado, I'll be promoting that and playing a bunch of shows kind of in support of that album. And probably start adding some more players and such too, just to kind of get a little closer to the album. It has a lot of accompaniment on it. So I kind of like to do some shows that demonstrate that too. But that's kind of the big thing right now. Coming back, I grew up in Colorado and I've been gone since my early 20s. I just moved back to Colorado within the last year. So even though I grew up here, I'm kind of in new territory. So this is kind of a new beginning for me as far as this area coming out. So I'm really excited about this album coming out. It's a group of songs that kind of explore a theme and just excited to get it out there, you know. I'm excited to be playing up there. I haven't played in Netherlands and this is my first time up there. Very nice. So I'm really excited about that too. I've heard good things about that from other songwriters and some folks. So I'm excited to be up there to play out there. Come up the mountain.
Thank you so much to Aaron for coming on board and joining us for this week's episode of Music of the Mountains. You can see him performing live at Very Nice Brewing Company at 20 East Lakeview Drive, number 112 in Netherlands, on Friday, March 15th, 2024, starting at 6 p.m. Also, be sure to check out his singles out now, getting ready for his new release, Fictional Lover, coming out on March 29th. You say you love me to the end of time, you say as forever.
And
now for this week's music mentions. Head to Busey Brews, located at 70 East 1st Street in Nederland on Sunday, March 10th at 2 p.m. to see the Lost Penny Duo performing live. Head to the Diner Bar Ned, located at 121 North Jefferson Street in Nederland on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. for a Damn Jam open jam night, on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. for a karaoke night, on Fridays at 9 p.m. for a DJ Friday, and on Sundays at 6 p.m. for an open mic night. Head to Eldora Mountain Resort, located at 2861 Eldora Ski Road in Nederland on Friday, March 8th at 11 a.m. for a Friday Timbers Tap House Series with PJ Moon, on Friday, March 8th at noon for a DJs in the Woodward Boombox Series with JJ, on Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. for a DJs in the Woodward Boombox Series with KHU, on Saturday, March 9th at 1 p.m. for a Fireside and Timbers Lodge Series with Family Dog Duo, on Sunday, March 10th at 9 a.m. for a Level 1 Women's Rail Jam with DJ Mista Cal, and on Sunday, March 10th at 1 p.m. for a Fireside and Timbers Lodge Series with Daniel Jones. Head to the Gold Hill General Store, located 531 Main Street in Gold Hill, on Friday, March 8th at 7 p.m. for the Hal Brooks Family Band, and on Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m. for Avasso. Head to Howl & Wind Brewing and Blending, located at 51A Main Street in Rawlinsville, on Saturday, March 9th at 4 p.m. to see Bridget Spinney and Tyler Ballantyne performing live, on Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m. to see Mickey Balder Duo performing live, and on Thursday, March 14th at 5 p.m. for an open bluegrass jam. Head to the Jamestown Mercantile, located at 108 Main Street in Jamestown, on Friday, March 8th at 7 p.m. to see the Joe Guy Duo performing live, on Sunday, March 10th at 10 a.m. to see John Shepherd and the Front Porch Posse performing live, and on Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. to see Starlight and Pine performing live. Head to Knotted Root Brewing, located 250 North Caribou Street in Nederland, on Friday, March 8th at 6 p.m. to see Mickey Lenny performing live, and on Saturday, March 9th at 5 p.m. to see New Family Dog performing live. Also be sure to head there every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Jazz Sundays. Head to the Caribou Room, located at 55 Indian Peaks Drive in Nederland, on Saturday, March 9th to see Flash Mountain Flood with Riverspell performing live. Doors open and dinner starts at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Head to the Train Cars, located at 101 Peak to Peak Highway in Nederland, on Thursday, March 7th, starting at 4 p.m. for a train jam with Emmett Griffin and RMP Friends. Bring an instrument and join the fun for a free event. Also be sure to head there on Sunday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for Après Skis, an Eldo celebration and costume contest to benefit Victory Gardens, including DJs Rizzy Rails, Guaro, Aiden, B Random, and Glippish. The event is an 18-plus event with your ID, it's free for Eldora staff, and it's a $5 general admission. And finally, head to the Very Nice Brewing Company, located at 20 East Lakeview Drive, number 112 in Nederland, on Friday, March 8th at 6 p.m. to see Gene M. and Patrick Keenan performing live, and on Saturday, March 9th at 5 p.m. to see Stone Hall performing live. Did we miss you or your performance? Want to submit your music listing in the Peak to Peak area? Do you have updates to your business or to your performances? Please call 303-810-5409 or email info@themountaineer.com to be included in the next print edition or the next podcast of The Mountain Ear.
You have the glass, I bought the wine. You say you love me to the end of time. And you say that's forever. All of fictional lovers. All of fictional lovers. I hold your hand, you hold mine. That's where the souls intertwine. And you say that's forever. All of fictional lovers. All of fictional lovers.
And that's it for our show. Subscribe online to get access to more news, weekly updates to our community calendar, and a link to our YouTube channel by visiting themountaineer.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST when subscribing for a 10% discount, only available to our listeners. I'm Dango Rose. Thank you for listening.